and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is acting president of Morningstar Ministries, Pastor Chris Reed. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Welcome, everyone, to Gray Street.
Yes, hi.
And we're thrilled to have Pastor Chris Reed here with us.
Yes,
he's the acting president of Morningstar Ministries and lead pastor of Morningstar Church and acting president now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Sure.
Rick Joyner appointed you that.
Yeah.
Just a few weeks ago.
Yep. The end of March of this year.
And you're a young man. You really are young. Yeah. And you have six children.
Yeah.
You have teenagers. Usually that makes you grow up fast is having teens and kids and all. But you have six children.
Yeah. Six, sure do.
And a wife?
Yes. Thank God.
Thank God. No joke. Thank God.
Their age is 17 down to 3.
Wow.
Wow, that's fabulous. And you served in the ministry since you're what, 15 years old?
Yeah.
That's young.
It is. It's been a journey.
Did you preach sermons at that age?
Yeah. You know, really, it was actually at 14, and then I just started preaching and started getting invitations, and it kept going.
Yeah. At 14.
Word of mouth, you know.
I love that.
Chris Reed is one of the most outstanding prophetic voices, I believe, today that I know of.
Yes, absolutely.
And Rick Joyner believes him so much that he appointed him the acting president now of his ministry.
Morningstar.
And he's prophetic. When did you start prophesying? When did you know that you had a prophetic gift? Were you quite young?
Well, I grew up in a Pentecostal movement where there wasn't a lot of emphasis on prophecy.
Right.
You know, tongues was the only thing, very similar to the background that you would have had. But back in about 2011, I left the denomination that I grew up in, a Pentecostal denomination. I started having nighttime encounters with the Lord, and this went on for about a year. And shortly after that, it was just like I knew things about people when I'd be ministering. And then over time, it turned into knowing their sicknesses. And most recently, the last couple of years, something that happens just about every time I minister, the Lord will show me in detail someone in the crowd, a detailed dream they had, and to know how to call it out, to know the interpretation, and it usually turns into a prophetic word. And so it's just developed over the years, you know.
I know you love Rick Joyner, and Rick, our dear friend, appointed you last year to be the lead pastor of Morningstar Church, which was kind of shocking to me because it was like he was stepping back a little bit, but I guess he's doing more writing and things like that. But now you're full active pastor.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, Rick is ever going to be out of the picture by any means. He's going to be there and be very much involved, but I think he's just, you know, making sure the future of Morningstar is set and to go in that direction. So,
and now you're pastoring one of the most prophetic churches probably in America. People come from all over the world, and I had the privilege of building that building there. You all built the ministry part, but I built the buildings there. And it's a massive building, and I love it. And I'm so pleased that you're there, pleased that you love it. And I know Rick had wanted to finish the towers, and I don't know if that's going along or not. Do you have any word on that?
Yeah, so we've had another little bump in the road. The York County, South Carolina, has decided after a year dropping the lawsuit, they had a year to, you know, reinstate it. And on the 365th day, literally, without warning, without letting our council know, and for no legitimate reason, reinstated the lawsuit. And it clearly seems it's political.
Wow.
But we're fighting it, and we believe that it's God's.
Is that insanity?
It is.
They just got permission to finish the building, the tower, which has sat there now for, 30 years? And we were 90 days of completing that tower. And the reason, according to the books, the government says, the reason they put me in prison was that they didn't think I was going to build enough rooms for the partners. And that was part of the rooms right there in that. In fact, there's 500 more rooms in that tower. And that tower was almost finished. And now it sits there. And, there's a political and a evil power. It's not all politics. It's a spirit of Satan. And I think the devil doesn't want to see that finished. And I was so excited because I was invited to go to the dedication of it when it gets done. So I was really thrilled about that because they put me in prison because I wasn't going to build enough rooms for my partners. And there's all those rooms sitting there. And, there's a warfare, and the warfare can be over buildings. And I just know people need to know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Amen. Amen.
Since you arrived at Morning Star, I know you've been speaking prophetically about several worldwide events that actually we're offering your messages. There's three of them on video. Prophetic message for 2022, prophetic dreams, the man in black. That's powerful.
It's powerful.
Prophetic message for the end time church. We have a video trailer, a piece that talks about this, and I want you to get this. This is a man who God has raised up for this hour, and I want you to have these messages in your home today. Let's roll this tape.
I wanted to share with you all today a dream that I had recently. Honestly, I was hesitant to share it at first. There was some real hesitancy on my part and my spirit. Okay, John was the author of the book of Revelation, and even though he was an apostle, he also was an apostolic prophet because he had the book of Revelation encounter on the island of Patmos, where he has this caught up into heaven experience, has throne room encounters, third heaven encounters, which the Lord basically lays out to him in visionary form, not just the future, but the whole history of the church age. As I continued to watch him, he looked up at me and smiled. His eyes burned the same blue as the campfire that he was building. The angel said, "He has been hidden in the caves of Turkey and will appear on the scene right before the coming of the Lord to help the church and the world to understand the book of Revelation that he wrote." I then woke up. And in the dream, I saw an unknown man who was dressed in a black suit, and he held a $50 US bill in his hand. And the dream consisted of him tearing the $50 bill in three different stages. And after each stage, I was handed newspapers, national newspapers here in the United States, with various unique headlines. The first one said, after he tore the $50 bill, one-third off. The headline read this: "The dollar drops 30% in value." And then another person came up to me and handed me another news headline, which said, quote, "Food shortage crisis as wheat and bread imports are at a stalemate."
I believe after the spring, COVID is not going to disappear, but we will begin to finally see this thing start to fizzle down. But here's the other thing, and I want you to pray into this. I saw another worldwide virus break out. I also saw a rise of women in political leadership in nations around the world. I did. I've saw that. I think that you will see a woman emerge in British politics this year who will replace a current politician, and she will be very much like a Margaret Thatcher. I want you to be assured, because no matter what we face with economic struggle, the rise of inflation, God is going to preserve His people and help us through these, and we will come out stronger than before we went into this time of difficulty.
Wow.
Can you tell us a little bit more about this story? Because I've heard the whole thing, this whole piece, and it is so powerful.
And it's happening.
And it's happening right now, and I believe you had a prophetic word. Now, do you ever go to Moravian Falls, by the way? Because
That's where I had this dream, the $50 bill dream, was in Moravian Falls.
Kidding.
That's
right.
Exactly where
Because
it happened.
Moravian Falls is an anointed place on earth.
It really
and,
is.
And just before 9/11, I went there to speak for New Year's Eve, and God gave me 31 things that were going to happen. Two of them was 9/11. It was New York and D.C. was going to be attacked, and I described it. I saw it in the vision, and that was delivered at Moravian Falls. So there really is an anointing there.
There is.
So this message came there. Tell us the depth of this message, would you?
Yeah, so I was there ministering as well, early morning hours of March 25th of 2022. This unknown man dressed in a black suit holds this U.S. $50 bill, and as he stares at me, watching me, he tears the bill in three stages, and each time he does, I'm given a set of headlines that seemed to be a result of each tearing. The first headline read, when he tore the bill off, one-third of it, it said the dollar drops 30% in value, and then a subtitle said Mideast oil strikes deal with China instead of the U.S. Another headline read, was given to me, the perfect storm, inflation reaches a new high. Then I was handed another headline which read, quote, food shortage crisis as wheat and bread imports are at a stalemate.
Wow.
Then another headline was handed to me which read, quote, riots and civil unrest as citizens demand entitlement checks. That was the
Those all are happening already.
Yeah. Yeah. And this was at the end of March, and I knew that this was a picture of a set of unfolding events. So back to the dream. In the second stage, I see the man in black hold the rest of the $50 bill, two-thirds of it, and he took the rest of the $50 bill and he tore it in half. And when he tore it in half, I felt an earthquake under my feet. And a person walks up to me and hands me another headline which read, quote, Israeli and Palestinian two-state solution reached, unquote. Then another person hands me another headline which reads, quote, major earthquake hits the middle of the United States. In the third stage of the dream, the man in black takes the rest of the $50 bill and he begins to tear it into smaller pieces, one by one. Another person then walks up, hands me another headline which read, quote, America in pieces. More states secede from the nation in rebellion to the federal government. I was then handed another headline which read, U.S. military takes charge as uncertainty looms over the federal government. Now, in the fourth and final stage of the dream, the man in black took out what looked like a new $1 bill, but it also looked like a cell phone. It's kind of hard to describe, but I saw the $1 bill. This new $1 bill had George Washington's face, our first president's face on it, and it certainly looked different than a normal $1 bill, but as I looked at it, someone hands me another newspaper headline, and it reads, quote, new currency for a renewed nation. And then the last headline was handed to me, read, quote, "Simplicity restored as Americans grow their own food again." And that was
wow.
it.
Wow. Wow. You better get ready, people, because everything he said is coming to pass. And it is happening now. You're growing your own food, Maricela.
Absolutely, yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. And I was telling you...
The only problem is we can't get seeds for you anymore. We just aren't able to get them.
Yeah.
And we used to get them in bulk. Now, you can still get seeds down at your hardware store, I'm sure. But you need to get your seeds yourself and do whatever you can and plant a garden this year and every year.
Every year.
If you don't know how to plant a garden, start learning right now start planting it. And...
get ready.
You have prepared. A wonderful garden going,
yes,
don't you?
I do. But I really believe what you just said is actually happening. I'm watching it unfold even in my generation. And I just told my husband this the other day and my sister, I said, I really believe God, anyone who has ears to hear, let them hear is what the Bible says. And eyes to see, let them see. And so what I believe that we're seeing unfold is that even people, there's a stirring happening. God is preparing his people. He's preparing us to understand the times that we're living in, with the news, the revelation that's in the news taking place. And right now, there is a whole group that's rising up who they call themselves homesteaders. They are homesteading their homes, whether big, small. But I actually believe it's the Holy Spirit that is speaking to his people to help prepare them for what's coming.
I hate to comment on your sermon because I'm supposed to stay out of your message, but you said about an earthquake in the mid part of America, which usually they're not there.
Except for this.
I think I know where it is. I think I know what it is.
Except for the New Madrid.
It is the New Madrid.
Right there. Not too far from here.
It's probably the New Madrid Fault.
Yeah.
And that's the one God showed me would go. And, you know, the Mississippi River at one time ran backwards. I don't know if you know that or not. But there's a great fault there. And... they say if that thing goes again, that it could literally cut America in half and wipe out all the bridges on the Mississippi River and all. So that's a very, very severe warning. Everything you said has merit. And I believe people need to pay attention to what God is saying today, because he wants us to be aware. And you mentioned at the end that it would be a simpler time eventually as it goes through, that people would be growing their own food.
Yeah. Yeah, in regards to what you just mentioned about the earthquake in the middle of the U.S., it seemed to be triggered by the two-state solution reached between Israel and Palestine. So in other words, when we divide Jerusalem, God will allow America to be divided literally.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I totally believe that.
That prophecy is from... many years ago, too, what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's been said by prophets that if we divide Israel, God's going to divide America.
Yeah.
We've got to be careful what we do. We can't just be so careless about thinking that it's just, well, we just are doing this because it's best for Israel, or it's best for America, or best for... Mondo, there's so many headlines today.
Yeah,
so much happening. Crazy. What about the slaughter of chickens?
Yes,
now
sir.
That sounds silly, but chickens and turkeys, I think too.
Yes,
but
sir.
It's by the millions. Am I not? Am I correct?
You are very
now,
correct.
I prophesied this, my God, 30 years ago, probably, that there'd be diseases from the animals, and if I had time, and I won't today with my guests here, but I would take you over to the Revelation and show you exactly what the Bible says, that there's going to be disease, and it's from the animals that'll kill a big percentage of the world. So these are headlines that are now, right now, what he's saying is happening right now.
Just to give you what you just said, bird flu, this is according to Bloomberg, bird flu outbreak nears worst ever in U.S. with 37 million animals dead.
Now, I didn't see that headline yet. I'm sure it's been on TV. Have you all seen that? Not anybody in the audience has seen it. Two. You must get good news, because we don't get all that news. But can you imagine? It's what does it say in that headline? One of the worst in history of the death of chickens and fowl.
37 million chickens and turkeys.
37 million. We can't take much more of this.
No, we can't.
With our food shortage, the price of chickens is going up at the store.
Yes.
And the baby food, I know you've talked about that. The baby formula. There's babies that have to have that formula because they can't live on the other formulas.
Well,
and so
a lot, well,
even Judge Jeanine said on her show the other day that she's out searching for formula.
Well,
she's got all the money in the world, probably, but she's out searching.
The thing is, Jim, and I was saying this to Chris in the back, the thing is about the baby formula is that if you're an adoptive mother, if you're a foster mother, you got to give yourself the children baby formula. You don't have that. You don't get to just give them your breast milk, you know. And so, I mean, and there's just a lot. It's a real serious thing that's going on. First, they're trying, you know, the abortion. Then they're like, well, we can't, you know, abort them. Then we're going to try to starve them to death. I mean, it seems that simple, but it's ridiculous what's going on.
You know, in regards to the flu that you were mentioning, one of the things offered in what you're offering today in the prophecies, I prophesied about this flu outbreak.
Yes.
On December 31st of 2021, I prophesied and said that I saw another flu virus breakout, some kind of flu, maybe swine flu, but I'm not for sure. But I know it's some kind of flu, and I saw it in the form of headlines as a major breakout.
Yes.
This outbreak is the avian flu that you're talking about, the bird flu virus. This is 37 million. This is affecting the products. This is affecting meat in America. At the very same time, we're seeing another one, according to CBN, war in Ukraine sparks fears of global wheat shortage.
Right.
Major headline.
Ukraine grew so much of our wheat.
Absolutely.
How much, Chris? We were talking about that.
I believe it's a third, and that was one of the headlines, by the way, in March, which said that wheat and bread imports were at a stalemate, almost like a play on words, stale bread.
I mean, everything that you saw The Man in Black, we'll call it, and it's in this video.
Yes, it is.
And you need to order it. You need to hear it all. I should just play the whole thing on TV because it's so powerful.
Really should.
But you can get it, and we'll send it to your house. For only $25, you get all three messages.
Yes,
for
all
a
three
gift
messages.
$25,
right? Yes, $25 donation. That includes shipping and handling. And we also have our friends and family offer, which is three of the DVDs for a donation of $55. But truly, when we say that this is an urgent, urgent message to to all of us, to understand what we're dealing with
Chris
these days ahead.
And I hope Chris will come back. I am so concerned about this message. I'm kind of stuck on this Man in Black message.
I'd love to just break it down, every single aspect of it, and go through
There's
it because
every
Chris,
part
you
of
laid it.
It
out to us.
But when you talked about food shortage and famine, and one of the horses of the apocalypse is a famine. It's the black horse is famine. And, there's a question that is actually you have on your notes. I just looked at it. How does your dream relate to the black horse of Revelation? You could talk on that in a minute, but I just want to say this, Mondo. I should have come to you for this by now, but you didn't do it, so I'll jump in here. A week ago, we told you on this show, and you don't hear it on the news. You'll never hear it on secular news. 16 of the major food processing plants in America have burnt to the ground in 4 to 6 weeks. Two of them, airplanes crashed into the plant. Since then...
Three more, yeah.
Mondo, say it.
Three more.
Shout a little bit.
Three more has happened.
Three more food processing plants.
Yes, up to 19.
Come on, people.
Now.
Are we just stupid?
They think
no way would 19 food plants in America burn to the ground. I mean, big plants. Mm-hmm. One of them was a Walmart distributing center, a massive center. Mm-hmm. And others were food plants that you would know if I had time to name them. But
These, I've got the whole list of them here on a list of all the food plants. People, we're believing lies. There's somebody that wants you hungry. There's somebody that wants you under their thumb. They want you under their control. And they're taking our food away. The way to control people is by their food. Is that right?
It is. In Revelation, you talked about the fourth horseman.
Yes.
The black horse is connected to, it says, a measure of wheat for a penny.
Oh.
Wheat.
Yeah.
From Ukraine, the breadbasket of Europe, uh-huh. and three measures of barley for a penny, but see not that you hurt the oil and the wine. So it seems like to me that the man in black, I do believe it was an angel, but I think that there's some prophetic allegory there. I'll just share real quickly. Number one, I think it does represent the black horse, just as you pointed out, and it's tied to famine and specifically tied to wheat, which is this one of the headlines given to me in the dream, you know, about wheat and bread imports at a stalemate. But Johnny Cash was also known as the man in black.
I was thinking the same thing.
And you know, when in dream interpretation, you try to look at the allegory and see, could there be a connection? Now, I do not believe this was Johnny Cash, but Johnny Cash actually had a song entitled The Man in Black.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
And it was and his name, by the way, Cash, mm-hmm. The Man in Black, Cash. So $50 bill representing the monetary value of the 50 United States, you know, going through this reform, this decline. But Johnny Cash's songs often would talk about the sad moral depravity of America, the moral decline in America, and seeing how that affected the population. So I think the cash implication speaks to the drop in the value of the dollar that will trigger other worldwide events. And the globalists, the beast system, wants that so that they can get more and more people to turn to the government, which is communism and Marxism at its root. You know,
that's right.
The government to solve all of our problems.
Did I catch it right that you said something about states would going to leave the United States? I mean, the states would withdraw?
Yeah, the last stage of the third stage, rather, of the dream is he took the rest of the $50 bill, which I believe represents the 50 states. He started tearing them in small pieces. It seemed as if there was some kind of event that triggered states wanting to break away. They saw something so terrible from the evil from the federal government that caused them to want to begin to break away.
Wow.
Well, do you know what is so evil? And this hurt me 30, 40, 50 years ago, probably, when I showed aborted fetus on our show. I saw the barrels outside abortion clinics.
In the 70s, you said. You
and saw. I showed them, though. Mm-hmm.
That's right. On TV.
Now, they could have X-rated sex on TV at night in New York, but this is New York, and they canceled my show. And there's a cancel culture now that wants to cancel me now, and it's fighting. It's unbelievable, the warfare. Churches have bowed to cancel culture. Churches are afraid to stand up in favor of pro-life, and we're seeing this happen in all over the country. The marches this last week during Mother's Day on the homes of the
Supreme Court justices,
Mondo, all of that.
Yeah, this is an infliction. During Mother's Day, violence targets Supreme Court justice homes. And as we watched even this morning, how there were and it's against the law to do this to the Supreme judges.
It is against the law, but our country doesn't enforce it. And I think what your vision is about is that there's millions of God-fearing people that really believe in a Bible foundation, and they're going to say, we can't take it anymore. And you're telling us that, I don't know if you want to call it a rebellion, but people will say, no, we're going to stand for the Bible. And that's where I am, and I'm willing to die for it, because you know.
Yes, amen.
I just,
we should all there's be not to.
So many in the church world, so many of my friends in the church world are no longer pro-life. They no longer are. They're not. I mean, some of the greatest pastors in the world, I mean the greatest articulate theologians are pro-abortion. What are we going to do? Thou shalt not kill.
The reason why, Pastor Jim, I believe there's so much, one of the reasons why there's so much warfare around the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Yes.
Is because the occult world, the powers of darkness, blood fuels the powers of the spirit realm.
Absolutely.
Now think about this for just
yes,
a minute.
Yes,
a lot
yes.
of times when people come under some kind of practicing Satanism or the occult, you hear so much about them killing animals, slaughtering
yes.
animals.
Yeah.
And I think even sometimes when people come under demonic oppression, one of the responses to that is they cut themselves.
They do.
You know,
that's
and
right.
they say that that's to alleviate the pain, to alleviate, and I'm not negating or certainly making light of any of that, but I'm simply saying blood, shed human blood, empowers demonic principalities. This is why they are fighting. We see so much resistance. This is why President Trump saw so much resistance, appointing conservative justices, because if you take abortion out from being federally endorsed, then the thing that empowers demonic principalities over our nation dry up. I mean, even on the side of righteousness, the blood of Jesus is what is the power behind the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
So the Satanists, the globalists, the New World Order, the beast system wants to maintain abortion because their bloodshed is ultimately the sacrifice on the altar of the occult to empower the demonic forces in this hour. If that's taken away, they begin to lose.
That is so right on. That is exactly what's going
that
on.
That is frightening. That is frightening. And you see the violence that is being demonstrated.
Oh, yeah. Those were just nice little pictures that we shared with you just now. You should really see what's really going on.
And the vocabulary is...
Listen to this headline. The protesters are declaring, if abortion isn't safe, then neither are you, end of quote. And they are targeting Madison, Wisconsin. The vandals are attacking their offices of the pro-life groups. They're attacking D.C. They're attacking Catholic churches. They're attacking anyone that opposes their agenda.
I watched the people marching in front of the Senate's homes.
Yeah.
And it was raining. And they were wearing raincoats. And they were using umbrellas. They had protection. Why can't we figure out some protection to keep from getting pregnant, that we don't murder babies? Am I stupid? I mean, we don't have to murder babies. But we want free everything. We want free love, free everything, so that we don't have to have anything hindering our pleasures. And we are decadent. And God's judgment, I believe, is coming to America. And I know they're trying to shut my mouth up because I'm saying it. But it's coming if we don't turn to God. And I believe there's going to be people that want to come to God. But you can, from what you're saying, there really will be a division, a divide.
Yeah. Something is going to trigger these states to want to break away from the union. And it seems to be a set of economic events, yeah. Foreign policy decisions
right.
that begin to trigger these events that ultimately lead to, and let me say this, Pastor Jim, I think for an end time revival to come, this has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because in America, especially in the West, many people look at something like you know, a major recession, depression, and they think, oh, this is America. That could never happen here. Well, but less than 100 years ago, you know, the stock market crash of 1929. So sure it has happened. It can happen. And ultimately, here's why I think it will happen to some degree, because in America, people have too many other things to lean on or look to other than the Lord.
That's exactly
well,
right.
What will trigger a revival when they have none of those things to look to anymore? It will cause people to cry out to a higher power than human source.
Mm-hmm. I want everybody to get these three messages from you, Chris. These are so powerful. You need to have the hide the word in there. Do you have a family deal on
yes.
this? Because I think this would be great to give to your relatives, your children.
Yes,
your
we
family.
Have our friends and family offer, which is three of the DVDs for a donation of $55 to the ministry.
Yeah, that would be really, really good. Because this is something, you know, you want to send a preacher to their house, send this to their house, because they need this to know. I mean, this stuff is so mind-boggling. He's given us so much. And you said the Lord shows you a perfect storm of events that lead to economic turmoil. Can you tell more about the news headlines you saw and some of those things that you reported on?
Yeah, well, I mean, think about this for a minute. This perfect storm as inflation reaches a new high. Inflation right now, today, on this date, is at a 40-year high. And I think it's much higher than it's being reported, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so the devaluing of our dollar by 30%, as I saw back in March in this dream, could mean another 30% jump in inflation. If you add that to the disastrous economic policies, you know, implemented during COVID, the inflated spending, the supply chain crisis, the Green New Deal energy policies of the Biden administration, we are heading for a perfect storm. I mean, you don't even have to be prophetic
right.
to if you actually look at all of this
yeah.
to see how it is coming together for a perfect storm. And here's the interesting thing. Recently, you know, last year in 2021, the Biden administration was saying that the inflation was just transitory,
mm-hmm.
that it was temporary. But when President Biden was in Poland, I cringe saying that, but when he was in Poland, he actually acknowledged that there would be food shortages across the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He said that publicly.
He sure
now, if
does.
You know he's willing to say that, what is he willing to not say to get people into panic?
UN officials, just to top that off, UN officials are warning that we are heading into the worst global food crisis since World War II.
Wow. That's huge. What must believers be aware of right now, do you think?
I think they need to be aware of that, you know, when you look back over the last 15, 20, 30 years, we've always had crises in the world, no doubt. But it seems like, you know, with COVID in 2020, it seems like the crises are almost all happen together at the same time. It's not an isolated crisis ever so often like it was years
exactly.
ago. And it's often like was when a woman is nearing childbirth, the birth pangs before she gets close to childbirth are spread apart further. And they're not as intense, and they're not as frequent. But the closer she gets to birth, the birth pangs are more intense, and they're closer together. And I'll say this, too. You know, in Matthew 24, many people have a very distorted view of Matthew 24, you know, thinking that all of it is past or history. But, you know, the word coming, the first few times in Matthew 24 that the word coming is used, it's the word parousia, which means the presence of the Lord. It's at the very end of Matthew 24 where it talks about then the Son of Man will come in the clouds of heaven. That's the word erkamon, which means literal visible appearing.
Yes.
So there will be a future literal visible appearing, but what I'd like to point out is it mentions, in English, the word coming, as parousia. And then the last time it's used, the word coming in English, is a different Greek word. But the first several times the word coming is used is the Greek word parousia, meaning wars, rumors of war, earthquakes, ethnic, you know, rising up against ethnic group, persecution. It's because of the presence of the Lord. It is literally causing a response of the people of God and of the darkness. In other words, the sons of God and the sons of darkness, the wheat and the tare, are now simultaneously coming to full maturity at the same time. Two parallel kingdoms.
It has to happen, right? It has to happen.
Exactly. Two parallel kingdoms coming into full maturity at the same time, and it's because of an increase of the presence of the Lord. The parousia is actually causing nature to respond with earthquakes and famines and tornadoes and hurricanes. It's causing evil men, just like when Jesus in the Gospels, he would show up and there would be a demon-possessed person. Well, that demon-possessed person was subdued and under control, but when he showed up, what would happen? The demons would begin to manifest because the presence of the Lord, the parousia, caused a response from the demonic world. It caused a response from nature, and it's causing a response from the church world. And so what we're seeing right now, these increasing in frequency and intensity of these birth pains are a result of the presence of the Lord in the earth. And it's causing evil. It says in Revelation that the wicked will become even more wicked. But the righteous will become more righteous because they're responding differently to the same presence.
That's so excellent. And that's where we are.
The same sun that melts butter hardens clay.
Yes. Wow. Oh, that's good. And that's where we are.
Order the three prophetic messages from Chris Reed, a young man, not quite 40 yet. Three prophetic messages.
Jim's just jealous
for these last days. I had my day, so it's time for the young people to step up. And here's a man who is a prophet of God whose prophecies come true, and they ring true with me. So I want you to get this set, and for a gift of $25. But Nena, we're still building in Ukraine. We need that home now. We need it next week. One of the buildings, we expect to be able to start moving into it in a few days. Yeah. The one end of it. But it's all one building, but it's in three sections. And that first section there, the big section on the end, is finished as far as the inside goes.
Yes, and they're working every day. And this is a picture for us. Even as we're discussing what's happening in the natural, look at what God is doing in the spiritual realm, that in the middle of a war, our ministry with the Orphans' Hands, we are building. Every time we talk about that behind the scenes, we're like, only God can do this, where he says, and he asks us to build in the middle of a crisis in Moldova. And this is our home, our Resurrection Refugee Center, that we have partnered with the Orphans' Hands. You know, and I love what Uncle Philip said when he was here. Philip Cameron said, regardless of what happens, this need, we are still called to this area. He's been there with our ministry helping for over 30 years. I look at Rick Renner, who's over in Russia. You don't abandon the call of God when God asks you to do something. And so we are asking you to partner with our ministry with that $500 love gift to the ministry. You'll receive the beautiful Lion of Judah tapestry as a gift, as a love gift, and thank you when you partner with us. But we feel such an urgency to finish building. We're committed every day to keep providing food, providing Bibles, blankets, and comforters. This is what our ministry has been called to do, and you are partnering with us. Many of you who are watching, you have given. You continue to give every single week to help us fulfill this mandate from God. But you can help us with that $500 love gift to continue. We have to keep. Every day, it takes, right, Tim? We talk about it every day. We're like, Lord, every day we have to meet this need.
That's right.
And so you can call us today at 1-888-988-1588. That's our toll-free number to help us finish building the Resurrection Refugee Center.
And we've been feeding thousands and thousands of people running from this bombed-out city. Yeah. And children and whatever.
And I think that's the thing for us to remember, Dad. The crisis doesn't stop because we don't see it on the news.
That's right.
The crisis is still there. The lives that we have committed to helping, they're still there every single day, regardless if it's being talked about in the news or not. In our world, we just move on to the next crisis that's happening because there's so many events. But we have to remember that there are people there who are literally depending on our ministry
that's
to
right.
give donations to the orphans' hands. These orphans who are in their 20s now who have been rescued from sex trafficking, now on the front lines, they're dependent on us, on all of us who are here in the United States to help keep giving,
There's
to not
group
grow
right
weary
there
in
on
this.
The screen right now, the orphans' hands, those are the kids that live there. They're orphans who've grown up, and they're running the ministry. They're driving this truck that you see on the screen.
They're delivering the food every day.
Trucks.
They're delivering the blankets every day.
And if somebody wants to give $10,000, you can get a whole truckload
yes.
of food.
Amen.
Help us to do it.
Yeah, that's one day
we don't
of
have
food.
The money to do it. We're just barely surviving here in America trying to pay the TV bills. But as you help us, we're doing this. In the flesh says you can't do it, but in the spirit you say, well, I can do all things through Christ,
yeah,
you know.
Amen. That's right.
So
and there's other
the
ways
Bibles,
that you
too,
can
you can do a whole bunch of Bibles. I think that's another
yes,
great thing you can do is
the Ukrainian Bibles.
Send a case of Bibles, because this goes to all the people who are running. There's probably 4 million at least, Mal Mondo.
You know,
maybe more by
10
now.
10 million people have left Ukraine. And then you're looking at about a third of that is children left orphans.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then mothers, you know, without husbands. And so you're seeing millions of people just displaced.
Yeah.
And our ministry is being able to do this. And every person that comes through gets a Bible.
Right. Yeah.
So we're sending out thousands of Bibles. And we just put another order in, so we need more of them, and we're passing them out to the people that are fleeing the country with nothing. They have nothing. And so we're giving the Bibles. We're giving out warm blankets. We couldn't find blankets, so we had them made. This
yeah,
is a miracle.
Right. It is a miracle.
And the connections that were there, that the girls there.
In the manufacturing plant.
Yeah.
That's right. We worked directly there in mm-hmm. Moldova.
And the connection was
yes.
supernatural.
Yes.
And so we were able to get blankets manufactured at $20 a piece. Warm, fluffy blankets, big blankets. And I had one here somewhere. Yeah,
right
there's
there.
One hanging
yep.
over there. You can get those for $20.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's
and
right.
Give something to give warmth to people running away from this.
And if someone wants to donate
time.
Bibles, they can do that too. 66
yes.
in one case for a donation of $265 to the ministry. Call that number on your screen. Do something. Anything will help. We need your help. They need your help. Call that number, 888-988-1588.
Please, at night, I think about the people dying and the people, and they've been stranded in that factory that the steel factory by
in
the
miracle.
Thousands
mm-hmm.
and you think of them, they've been there for weeks and I don't want to if I don't ask you to help me, then I feel guilty, so help me please. Okay.
Could you imagine having your children or your grandchildren underground for 60 days?
No.
Yeah,
they don't even see daylight.
No.
It's unbelievable what's
yeah.
happening.
Yeah.
Chris, what has God been showing you about the Ukraine war? Anything?
Yes. So it's interesting. Back on Thanksgiving Day, just in 2021, I had an encounter that morning where the Lord showed me that there was a bully type spirit that would ultimately be the spirit that would be the driving force behind the beast system. A bully spirit that would raise up a Goliath like spirit, if you please, that would raise up in China against Taiwan and Russia against Ukraine. I publicly, it's time stamped and documented, I publicly said in November that you would see Russia invade Ukraine and China would invade Taiwan. I think that something very wrong is with Vladimir Putin. okay? I know that in the past he's taken a stand for some righteousness causes, like he, for instance, at a time a few years ago said the LGBTQ would not come in, but something's changed in him. Yeah. Something's happened, and I was shown shortly after that, after the war began, that he had been consulting with the occult. I had this vision, Pastor Jim. I saw Adolf Hitler in this black and white vision, and Hitler was at a point of frustration. His allies had cut him off. His war plans were failing. The nations of the earth were turning against him. He had no more money. His money dried up. He had no place to go. After consulting the occult, the demons drove him to suicide. The next scene I saw in the vision was Vladimir Putin dead. But I saw in this separate dream that there would be a culmination and ending, a culmination or an ending of the current invasion in the first half of the month of June of this year. So we'll see. I'm not prophesying that, but I'm telling you, this is what I dreamed, and I believe that it's right.
So you believe there's been an occult influence in this war?
Yes, I do. I believe that something has caused Putin to turn to consulting with the occult, just like Hitler did. This is well documented. At the end, towards the end of his life, Hitler was consulting the occult, and that's why so many of the evil genocide things that Hitler did, well, this is what we're seeing Putin do in similar fashion, and I believe it will end for Putin the same way that it did for Hitler.
Do you believe the occult is active in the political systems we have in America now that are so demonic?
Without a doubt. The occult, the principalities and powers of violence and aggression that Jesus exposed at the cross, he introduced the kingdom of God. He introduced a new way. Instead of retribution or violence in return, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. He introduced the new and living way. But those principalities and powers that are operating in the nations of the earth now, some worse, you know, in other nations, began with Cain. When Cain killed Abel, we see the foundation for human society and every descendant fought from him after that, operating in that. Violence and aggression, scarcity, fear, and the need to feel superior. We're seeing that culminate in this hour as these demons, which I believe are empowered by human sacrifice of abortion. That's why they are scared, and that's why there's so much worldwide activity happening right now. If abortion is restricted or Roe v. Wade is overturned, they are very afraid because that is the source of their powers, human blood.
Ah! Wow. That's ghoulish.
Yeah.
That's awful. God hates abortion.
Oh, he does.
I mean, he's told me that over my lifetime. He hates abortion. It's taking life. He creates life. And I believe that if we insist and we ride in this country and we just basically tear down the court or do whatever, judgment's going to come. I don't believe God can wink at abortion. He just can't.
The spirit realm has always recognized blood. Blood has a voice in the spirit realm.
Wow.
Even God said to Cain, the voice of your brother's blood cries to me. So what is the voice of the blood of the 60 plus million aborted U.S. babies?
Yeah.
What are they saying in the spirit realm? And the demons hear it too, and that's why they want to keep abortion on demand.
Our time's gone. I've got to ask one last question. Do you believe that the advancement of socialism and Marxism, especially Marxism, just going crazy, will lead to the gross darkness the Bible talks about? Because it's getting dark. Communism, socialism, Marxism, what they did in Hitler's time, they murdered Jews by the millions, tens of millions, and then they murdered others. They ordered probably, they murdered 20 million people probably in the Holocaust. And you don't talk about the non-Jews, so they just talk about the Jews usually, but it was Jews and Gentiles that were murdered. That's blood. That's evil. So, do you believe that the Bible talks about where we are right now?
Without a doubt. I believe right now we are in Revelation 5. I believe that the heavens are aware of things that are going on in the earth, and we're about to see an escalation, an acceleration. You feel that acceleration in the realm of the spirit right now.
Yeah.
So everybody wants to say peace and safety, but then sudden destruction, the Bible says. But we need peace. We need peace in our souls. And I think the only way we can have peace is the Prince of Peace, Jesus, living in us. And I know that's the only thing that keeps me alive, is knowing that I'm going to see him one of these days soon. Well, our time's gone, and we're going to have Chris Reed back with us tomorrow. He's got so much more to say, and I don't want to stop, but we have to stop. So please, we want you to order his videos. We got three of them for $55,
yes, that's
is
right.
It,
that's
Anna?
Our friends and family offer three of the DVDs for a donation of $55. That includes shipping and handling, or you can receive one for a donation of $25 to the ministry. You can call us 1-888-988-1588.
This is powerful stuff.
It is. It's timely. It's for our time
me a
right
favor.
Now.
Get the three deal today. Yes. And some of you timid people, get three of them and send them to somebody or give them to somebody, because this is the word now from the prophet of
Amen.
God.
Yes.
And you write Chris Reed's name down and pray for him.
Yes.
He's a man of the hour. I'm so thrilled. He's so soft-spoken and humble, but he's powerful. And he'll be back with us on tomorrow's broadcast. Don't forget to stand with us in our outreach for Moldova,
Ukraine.
And the
Lion of Judah Tapestry.
Lion of Judah offer is $500, and that'll help us finish that building. Can you imagine building in the midst of a war?
Only God. Amen.
And Jim Baker. It's crazy enough to build in the middle of a war. But we believe that that place is going to be a place of a haven of rest. And we may have to move all those kids you saw in the picture. They all live over at the other place, Batra Village. And we had to move all of them into the new building. There's Mount Batra Village. They say the tanks are going to be coming down the road there by Batra, and that they will rape and kill any of the girls that are there. So we've got to get them out of there before the tanks come. Please stand with us. Call me right now, 1-888-988-1588, and do something. Remember that God loves you. Don't let anybody tell you he doesn't. He really does. He really loves you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.